This is RSBNB Update, Episode 7, recorded July 30th, 2005.
Everybody from the high desert, this is Pika69 in Tucson, Arizona, and Shane12008, and Lance.
We're here with a guest visitor on the show this week, Lance, who we all know the moderator here from RSBNB. Would you care to say hello?
Hello.
That's good. This week's show is going to follow the same format as the shows that have come before this show, obviously, and which consists of RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, and updates about what we've been up to and whatnot this week. Okay, well, there's been a few updates we're going to talk about this week, seeing as there was no RSBNB update last week when I was away. Well, first update we'll talk about this week is the Forgettable Tale of a Drunken Dwarf quest. Have either of you guys done that?
I have.
What'd you think?
Seeing that I just did the Drunken Dwarf before that, and seeing this, it just basically continues the whole thing.
Yeah.
However, the Dancing Kebabs, well, what else happened?
Dancing Kebabs? I've never heard of Dancing Kebabs.
I think he's tweaking out again. What is a dancing kebab like? Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us, Lance.
When you actually get past the mind-erasing part of the quest, look back into your journal and...
Right. I remember that now. Like in the journal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a picture of that on my blog. For example here, I'll give you an excerpt of what it says. Hi, ha, 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 la, 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 la. Rock, cat, nice butterfly, bad wolf, sing song down the river. I saw kebabs wearing silly hats. Yes, aha, I've gone totally mad. I guess that's the part you're referring to, hey?
Yes.
Yeah, that was interesting how you forget everything, you know? Yeah. Oh, I think their quests are becoming, having more detailed aspects to it, but... also makes them more interesting. I also think that it's the storyline along this quest it's the storyline that helps build the quest too. It's not just what you do on the quest that's good. What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about the storylines of the quest?
I haven't done this quest, so like, I guess it's good.
Like in general, do you think storylines are more important than single standalones?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Like, for example, like the that big series, like the Plague City Biohazard.
Oh, that one was cool.
Yeah, I like that series. I think they're good.
When you get a good storyline going like that, you know you're going to have fun with these quests. That's what we're looking for, basically.
Mm-hmm. The next item on this week's agenda is there was this drink that you can make there. They have this hops patch in that area. You need level 17 farming to do this quest. I'm guessing perhaps that's why Pika hasn't done the quest yet. Maybe.
Yeah, guys, I'm not doing farming. I'll stay level 1 forever. And if I do go to level 2 or whatever, you guys can kick my ass about it.
Yeah, this new drink, you have to plant, get this 4 seeds from other... various dwarfs, but this hops patch can only be used to grow that kind of hop, so that's kind of weird that they would add a farming patch where you can only grow one type of certain thing. I don't know. Next item is from last week's... Or no, actually, first I want to go into something else that people have said before. This thing about if anybody... listening has gone to the Barrows before. Have either of you guys gone there?
No, I've never been there. I'm way too low to do that right now.
Yeah. Well, you used to be able to block the monster from hitting you at the Barrows, but you can't do that anymore. So they've fixed that bug, and there's people that like it, people that hate it. But I think it's like it wasn't meant to happen, so I don't know why people are complaining about it. I don't know about that. Well, now we're going to go into the update from last week, the quest from...
Something.
Oh, what did I forget?
Ring of Life.
Oh!
First plot point.
Oh, yes, right, the Ring of Life. That was a little bug they fixed. It lets you go to Falador now if you die.
If you did that that one quest.
Yeah, the recruitment drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the cheap armor.
Yeah, that's armor's bad.
Huh. Okay, so let's get to the
next part from this last update. Yeah. That one was the In Morning's End Part 1. That quest was an extension of that whole Plague City, Biohazard, Underground Pass, Regicide, Roving Elves series. So that quest I liked. I liked that storyline myself. Most interesting part of that one was the bazooka that you make, and you get to dye sheep with that.
Huh.
And I had people following me around asking me what it was for. That's what you get when you...
do a new quest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Oh, there's also, by the way, a teleport out there now. You can teleport out there. With this teleport seed that you get, it has four uses on it, then you have to recharge it.
Uh-huh.
So, and the price goes down each time. Yeah. That was a good quest, I think. I'm interested in waiting for part two to come out. I don't know when part two is coming out, but I hope it's soon. There's also a hidden mini quest that people have found. It allows you to get a... transparent robes, ghost robes, make you look kind of transparent. You start by using your ring of visibility and find one of the ghosts and talk to him, or start specific
that's
one.
What is that from a quest?
Desert Treasure, you get the ring of visibility.
I think I dumped mine. Can you get another one?
Yeah, you can get another one from the guy that you got it from before.
Okay.
It's the guy that sells all that junk.
Uh-huh.
He sells a Dragon Dagger for 60k.
Yeah, it's that guy up...
by the Fishing Guild.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just talk to the ghost, and then he'll tell you to go to another ghost, and then another one, and another one, and eventually you get the whole storyline, and it ends up involving something with General Zamorak.
Huh.
General Zamorak, he was called back then. And, there's the God of Balance didn't exist yet. Guthix didn't exist yet.
I thought they said Guthix was before all the others.
No. Guthix was after. Yeah. So it was, and then in the end it comes to figure out that, it's something to do with Zaros. So, the way I see it, that's just more evidence later on that Zaros will be coming out, and maybe I'll be able to get some, good staff. Like, there is some good Zaro staff.
Oh, that only something. That, Shane.
I can see you in Zaro's God armor right now.
Yeah. All dancing around happy.
What about you guys? Which god do you guys, Guthix, both of you?
Yeah.
I want to get God armors one day. I can't decide which one, but Guthix is the easiest one to get to, and I've been mostly with him, so I might just stick with him.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I Guthix is like a fence sitter.
Yeah, but Shane, you're probably right. And then one day I'll be saying, "Oh, I told you so."
Yeah.
About this whole thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get on to questions.
Sure. Lance, you're here, so why don't you ask your question here?
Okay, seeing that farming was recently released, what do you think of farming right now? And if you could change one thing about it, what would it be?
Huh. What do I think about it? I think it's a worthless skill. And how can we improve it? Probably getting rid of it. Because it's just another stupid skill to keep away from. $99. Everything. Which failed. Miserably.
Yeah.
For $99. Yeah, you know all that stuff. And that's the big scandal going around, how Bagrix hates everyone with $99. Everything. So, Jane, what do you think about it?
About the farming? That update was probably a 2 out of 5 on the 1 through 5 scale. Like, the only good thing I can say about it right now is you can grow your own herbs. So, herbs. I don't know. Yeah. Herbs?
Herbs.
Herbs. I think they could have done better.
Okay, Lance, well, you read the first one, so read the second.
Tricky asked, what do you think of the new ghost rope? And how do you believe that robes will have some use in the future?
I don't know. Like, there has been no actual specific talk of what they'll be for and if they'll be for the future. I think they're maybe just something that Jagex added in to help with all the advanced players who are getting bored. Because obviously someone just found this as they were walking around somewhere with a ring of visibility.
So we have no idea when it was added. Probably when the Burrows was added.
I don't know. Like, because the topic showed up in the week of the In Morning's End Part 1 quest. Uh-huh. So it might have been that week or it might have been before. We don't know when it was. But it's an interesting little way they snuck that update in. I don't know what they'll be used for. What do you guys think?
Probably a quest with Zoros.
Yeah. We're all waiting for that, right?
Yeah, they don't get like a little Z on it.
That makes me wonder.
We have, now we're gonna go to, tech news, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's been waiting for this. We have some good stories this week.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? Okay,
the first story, which is my favorite since I'm a little astronomy freak. There has been another planet found. It's about 1.5 times bigger than Pluto. It's our 10th planet now.
Yeah, it's an interesting discovery because a few years ago they thought they found another planet, but it was smaller than Pluto, but they found this one. Uh-huh. So it's just a matter of when stuff will be found. But I think that all the planets in our solar system have been found. I don't think there could be any more.
Well, I mean, there's like a bazillion outlying little planets, they're like little proto-planets. They're like nothing.
They're rogue planets.
Uh-huh.
That they're just there. But nobody's yet to...
They're just these little objects. They're too small to be asteroids. Or, I mean, too small to be planets, too big to be asteroids. They're just little crap. So.
Yeah. We haven't found any planets that resemble Earth yet, but one day we'll find one of those, I think.
Mars is close enough.
Yeah. It used to be like Earth.
So they have a little drought. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next item of tech news is internet TV. And the fact that it's it's moving at a rate where shows are starting to be broadcast on the internet. Like, for example, this one, even though it's not a video show, but it's leading the way to more digital media that people can get going online.
It's about time, too.
Yeah. That means everybody can create their own little TV show, whereas they wouldn't have been able to do that before. So I think this is something that's really going to be important in the next few years.
We should have a video show. That would be awesome.
Yeah, but where would we get together to film something like that?
Somewhere between Edmonton, Tucson, and wherever Lance is.
Yeah.
Massachusetts?
That's like Tennessee. Okay. So we'll all go there.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe
we'll meet at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just basically a little something that I wanted to put in here this week that it is advancing. There's watched this one online TV show. It's downloaded whenever a new episode comes out. It's actually almost better than most shows that are actually on TV.
Huh.
Yeah. Like,
what is it? Are they commercial-free?
Yeah.
So they're already better.
Yeah, like, it's put under a Creative Commons license, but there's hardly any advertising. It's just the basic advertising of like a Google ad or something on the site, and we've all become grown accustomed to those, you know? Those kind of things that are leading the way. It's definitely something that we'll want to keep an eye on. The next item on the news is that Hotmail is going to be increasing its storage space to 2 gigabytes to keep up with Yahoo, Gmail, and all those other places.
Because, you know, a lot of people get 2 gigabytes of email all the time.
Yeah.
So,
but what, why do we need that much space?
We don't.
What the heck was that? Whose end was that?
I think I got used for that. Seeing that I'm getting magazines all the time from Slate Magazine and other cartoons, I can store more on there now.
Oh, yeah. Online stuff, that's great. Just send it to your email. Oh, yeah, and,
they actually can use, the Gmail, email account to, distribute a pirated music if they wanted to. Yeah.
Huh.
So, that's something that it can be used for, but I don't think it should be used. Yeah, also, another thing, this week that came up when I was away, they renamed, Longhorn, the new Windows code name to be named Windows Vista. Personally, I think it's the worst one that they've come out with in all Windows history.
Let's go back to 3.1.
You know? I think the audience agrees.
Yep.
I saw a picture that Shane sent me. It looks just like XP. It's like...
Well, I'm just running a skin that someone made.
Uh-huh.
But it does look a bit better than the Windows XP skin. But the thing is, the core functionality of it is not going to change compared to the Windows XP functionality.
So they're just doing it for money.
Yeah. So
basically,
just another reason to move to Linux or get a Mac.
It's like Diet Coke and Coca-Cola Zero. They're both the same exact thing, but people buy both of them to test them out. There's no difference. They just make money off of it.
Yep.
Same with Microsoft.
Yep, that's why everybody, I think, should go to Linux or get a Mac.
Linux all the way. But as Shane said, Linux is made by people who just are not normal, so let's just go with Mac.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to get going on Linux because it's so powerful, because that's what all the servers are run on. Like, for example, RSBNB. If you have Linux background, it makes it particularly useful when you run a web server.
Okay, so let's get Linux.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Linux or Mac, almost the same. Next thing is, where were we these past 2 weeks? Well, I was away.
I was away too.
Yeah, my trip was just a casual trip, didn't accomplish anything of much.
Huh.
What about your time in California for this past month, when you haven't been able to come on the show?
I was in California for a month, doing California stuff. It was pretty cool. I was at my cousin's computer shop repairing people's computers. That's just a small bit of it. I did a hell of a lot of stuff up there.
Oh yeah, I see.
We'll talk more about it on future shows.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And RSBNB matters now. Last night we put 2 new signature designs up. I think these SIG designs are pretty good. They're by Chewy Walk and Flip Plugged.
Huh.
That's a name that'll give me
really,
trouble.
Really stick out for you.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at these right here.
You can take a look at these on the SIG page, and they're different designs that have... We've never had any designs like this before. They look actually pretty good.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. They look similar to the old ones, but...
Yeah.
They're not too bad.
No. No. Now is the time of the show where you guys all wonder what we're doing on RuneScape. I guess I'll start. I'm working on my magic, finally, to get it up really, really high. Last night I got 1336 skill total, soon to be 1337, very within the next few days.
Huh.
That's what I'm working at. What about you two?
What are you doing, Lance?
Well, seeing I just got Legends within 2 weeks of getting members.
That's good.
That's a lot. I was a member for about a year before I did. I did Legends.
6 months here.
So you're on a good roll there.
Yeah.
Now just trying. Now I'm just trying to get money, get some mage armor, get some dragonhide, and just train.
Just get going.
Yeah, and you.
And, what am I doing? I could ask myself the same question. I have no idea what I'm doing on RuneScape. I just do little this, little that. Nothing really dedicated to. Just whatever I feel like doing.
I see.
No goals right now.
Yeah. Well, I think that pretty much sums up this edition of RSBNB Update. Stay tuned for next week's show when we talk about this week's upcoming updates. Remember, you can send us a question either in text form or audio form. Sending an audio question, be sure it's a WAV or MP3 and keep it under 30 seconds long. You can send it to questions@rsbnb.com or send it to one of us on MSN. I think that's about it.
Okay, see you later. See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, Lance.
See ya!